we're going to, in our Your Stock, Our Take segment, we've got a question sent in by Craig Sadler from Halifax on a high-flying stock. That's Canopy Growth Corporation, CGC, on the TSX. Now, Canopy Growth is a leading cannabis company offering a diverse brand of curated cannabis strain varieties in dried and oil extract forms. The company owns its wholly owned subsidiaries, Tweed Farms and Bedrock Canada. Through them, Canopy operates the three state-of-the-art production facilities with over 500,000 square feet of indoor and greenhouse production capacity. There's tremendous growth here in terms of revenues in the second quarter of its fiscal 2017, 22% increase over its first quarter to $8.5 million, and year over year, it's a 245% increase in revenue. Now, net income showed at $5.4 million. So the company at first glance appears to be profitable on that revenue, but the numbers do not include a non-cash, or they include, sorry, a non-cash unrealized gain on changes in fair value of biological assets of $16.1 million. So really the company on the revenue, the tremendous revenue growth, but it's not even close to being profitable. So in reality, it posts a very sizable loss. Now, there's a big election bump here. Canopy was a $4 stock at the beginning of October. Today, it's trading at $12.60 and now boasts a market cap of nearly $1.5 billion. The rally on this stock picked up steam in the wake of the U.S. election as investors bet Canopy could benefit from a wave of pot positive votes in a number of U.S. states. We saw California, Nevada, Maine, Massachusetts just vote to legalize recreational marijuana and join Oregon, Alaska, Washington, Washington, D.C., and Colorado, where recreational sales are already permitted. Florida, Arkansas, and North Dakota all voted in favor of legalizing cannabis for medical purposes, bringing the total number of states that now allow medical use to 30. The end result means that nearly 25% of Americans live in states that will be allowed to use recreational marijuana. That's a huge potential market, and the reason why cannabis stocks are attracting so much attention. Now let's look at the valuations. Now, from almost every measure, the underlying fundamentals are completely decoupled from the stock's market cap or valuation. Currently, analysts are forecasting that the pot market to hit an estimated peak value of sales of 5 to 8 billion by 2020. That's if legalization goes off without a hitch. Now, Canopy stock is up 320% since August and is trading with a market cap, like I said, of 1.5 billion. Or that's 25 to 35% of this dream scenario peak market. Now, the growth, like I said, is tremendous here. Its patient base is up 430% between 2015 and 2016. And the market cap, but the market cap doesn't warrant such an extremely bloated valuation, even by the most bullish forecast. The stock, it doesn't have a price to earnings because there's no earnings there, but the stock is trading at around 70 times revenue, which falls just below, you know, massive companies like Uber, which are, you know, changing the way we travel throughout the world. Even if we put a generous 10 times multiple on next year's expected revenues, and remember, I'm talking about revenues here, not profits. We always put multiples off of profits because we've seen companies grow revenues over and over again, but never make a bottom line, and the stock eventually crashes. But if we put a 10 times multiple on next year's revenue, having said all that, the stock is worth probably between $5 and $6.50. So what's the bottom line here? The long-term potential for the industry is certainly enticing. Canopy is enjoying its position as a leader in the early innings. As such, we can understand the excitement, but at this point, we would stay on the sidelines and wait for a pullback and see some profitability there. Canopy looks too risky at current levels. It just doesn't fit our investment criteria.